This audio will report on what was found to be the progress and activities of the Committee on Diversity, Inclusion, and Ethics, focusing on the ethics part, for the first half of the year 2020, and at the year-end meetings with the Board of Directors. I have not been able to find out anything in 14, almost 18 months of what happened until June of this year. And this is basically what I'm going to report on in this portion. I requested several times to be provided documentation from the committee chair and the staff support person for the CDIE so we could include it in this repository. Unfortunately, I was provided nothing. As a result, this is my own personal interpretation. Here, I'm going to concentrate on the portion that I had been assigned responsibility for if I had continued, and that is to prepare policy papers for restoring ethics advice and ethical support. In late March of 2019, I received a telecom from 2019 IEEE President Jose Mora. He called to request that I prepare a marked-up paper which would indicate what changes were to be made that, when approved by the board, would restore providing ethics advice and ethical support back to the members. He did this since the committee under Andrea Goldsmith had failed to advance the paper as was tasked by the board of directors, and I was made the chair of that subcommittee but resigned over issues with the new chair. This request I received wholeheartedly in favor of and agreed to do it without hesitation. On the one hand, the CDIE chair, Andrea Goldsmith, had previously indicated she was not in favor of doing that, even though it had been proposed by President Mora and had been approved by he and the full board, and previously had been the subject of the Telecom WebEx meeting held in August of 2018, initiated by President Mora, which led to the formation of the ethics portion of the CDIE committee in 2019. And I was to be appointed the chair of that subcommittee that would develop the policy paper. And further, my subtask was staffed such that she always could overrule me, which led me to resign. I informed the members of the Concerned Ethics Volunteers, the CEV, and proceeded to prepare the marked-up paper. I completed it soon thereafter and sent it to IEEE President Mora. The paper was dated April 2, 2019. A link is provided to that policy paper following this audio. Previously, when he asked me to prepare it, he stressed that he would thereafter give it to an appropriate committee to present it for adoption. He never asked to review it in advance. Having previously resigned from the CDIE, after Chair Andrea Goldsmith attempted to remove me from the assigned committee to an ad hoc committee with no power, no authority, no vote, and to replace me as the chair herself of the committee to prepare the paper, which she did not want to do. So I resigned. And it was the only obvious committee for President Mora to give the marked up paper to. I waited to see what the June board meeting would do with it, assuming that's where it would be presented. In the year 2019. After the board meetings were completed, I found no evidence that the board had approved the marked-up policies or even had taken it up. However, I was able to obtain a copy of the meeting summary of the board and committees, which was held in May of 2019. One of the new appointees for 2020 was to be Greg Adamson. As a new member of the CDIE, and also to take on the chair of the Ethics and Member Conduct Committee. He here now I'll report on what I did find out, which occurred at the end of the year meeting of 2019 of the board of directors. This will give us the statement of the report made by the chair of the CDIE committee, Andrea Goldsmith, of what was accomplished for the subcommittee, which was developing professional ethics advice and support policies. And she had written, quote, "The subcommittee is working to more clearly define IEEE's role in offering professional advice and looking to practices from other professional societies for guidance. Discussion to date has been centered around whether to develop internal support mechanisms or to refer to those seeking support to an external resource," period. Unquote. So that's what was reported at the end of last year to be work yet to be done. I assume that's the starting point for this year, or was. I do not know. I was not provided that information, but we'll go on that basis. This was just another year that nothing was done towards restoring ethics advice and ethical support, which repeated what occurred at the end of 2016, 17, and 18. However, since then, a new development has occurred, which I reported on in my audio editorial at the very top. It's identified as A1, in which it turns out that there exists an agreement which seems to have legal bearing between members when they join and pay a fee, and Canon 10 of the IEEE Code of Ethics, which they have to agree to abide by, in which for exchange for being a member and abiding by the Code of Ethics, if they request ethics support and ethics advice, the Institute is obligated, appears to me legally, to provide that to them. That should override anything else and actually nullifies really the need to mark up the policies, but that would clear up things if they were done. So that's how things seem to stand right now as of August 25, 2020. Thank you.